Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. I am your host, Chris Meadows, and I'm excited to be with you today on the line. I just wanted to come to you this morning to give you some empowering words to encourage your day, to brighten up your life, and just to tell you that you're awesome and you're wonderful in your very own way. Today, I would like to just give you some empowerment about things you should be saying to yourself. And I did a life coaching class, a personal life class, 12 things that you should be able to say about yourself. And it was so amazing to me. It empowered me to where I wanted to share with my listening audience. Today, I wanted just to tell you that you are amazing, you are great, you are wonderful, and all of those things. And the biggest question that I get is, I hear you, I believe it, I don't feel it, how do I get to that point? Well, today I want to just give you three of those points, three things that will change your life. Now, in changing your life, remember our tagline for Harvest Girls International, which is the host of this show, Transformation Begins With You, is transformation does always begins with you. And so purpose in your heart and your mind as you listen that this is totally up to me, the three things that will change my life. So I want to get started, and before I do, of course, I want to say that you know that this show is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International, International Incorporated is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey, and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. You can reach us www.harvestgirls.com. Let's get started. The first thing I want to tell you this morning is say to yourself, am I following my heart intuition? That's a powerful statement. If you can say that or if you can't say that, then it's still a powerful thing because there's always room to grow whether you can say it or not. The thing that I want to say about that is don't be pushed by your problems. Be led by your dreams. Live the life you want to live. Be the person you want to remember years from now. Make decisions and act on them. Make mistakes, fall, and try again. Even if you fall 1,000 times, at least you won't have to wonder what it could have been. At least you will know in your heart that you gave your dreams your best shot. Each of us has a fire in our hearts burning for something. It's our responsibility in life to find it and keep it. You got to keep that fire lit because this is your life. And believe it or not, it's a short one. Don't let others extinguish your flame. Try what you want to try. Go where you want to go. Follow your own intuition, that gut thing that you have on the inside of you. That's a God-given thing. Dream with your own eyes. Open until you know exactly what it looks like. Open your own eyes to your own life and dream until you know what those dreams are going to look like for you. Then do at least one thing every day to make it a reality. And I teach this all the time. As a matter of fact, I received this this 12 things that you should say about yourself from my mom. My mom is always searching for empowerment things, and she finds letters and papers, and she cuts them out of books. And I believe she got this one out of a book, and she shared it with me, and I wanted to share it with you. There's no author on here, but I just wanted to share this. And I wanted to let you know, as you strive to achieve your goals, you can count on three things that are going to be there along the way. There are going to be disappointments along the way. There's going to be discouragements along the way. But there's one thing that is going to be along the way, and that's persistence. You have to be persistent. Don't get discouraged. The road to your dreams may not be an easy one. But think of these disappointments as challenges, tests of persistence and courage. At the end of the road, more often than not, we regret what we didn't do far more than what we did do. And so the three things that we have to follow in saying I am following my heart and intuition, there's going to be disappointments, but there has to be persistence and there has to be courage. Number two, can you say the second thing that would change your life? I am proud of myself. Now, I have to tell you, a lot of people say, oh, I'm so ashamed of myself. I did this, I did that. We're not talking about what you did. We're talking about who you are. You are your own best friend and your own biggest critic. We can be our best cheerleader and we can be our biggest critic. Regardless of the opinions of others, at the end of the day, the only reflection staring back at you in the mirror is your own. Accept everything about you. Accept that, everything. You are you, and that is the beginning and the end. No apologies and no regrets. People who are proud of themselves tend to have passion in life. They tend to feel confident. They tend to feel content and set good examples for others. And it what that requires is envisioning the person you would like to become and making your best efforts to grow. Now, being proud isn't bragging about how great you are. It's more like quietly knowing that you're worth a lot. It's not about thinking you're perfect because nobody is, but knowing that you're worthy of being loved and accepted, and loved and accepted and worthy being loved and accepted by you. And that is huge because we wait on other people's opinion to validate us when we should be validating ourselves. All you have to do is be yourself, find out who that person is, and be that person. You know, I had a sister friend tell me, she said, just be. We're always trying to find and trying to look. Just be and live the story that no one else can live about you but you, the story of your own unique life. Your life is not going to look like anybody else's. I tell people all the time, stop looking for yourself in other people because you're not there. And so the story of your own unique life is what you have to live and to become truly authentic to yourself. Be proud. Be confident. You never know who has been looking at you wishing they were you. We always look at other people and, oh, I wish I was her. I wish I could be like her, talk like her, walk like her. There's someone looking at you saying, I wish I could be like her. And the thing is not to make them be duplicates of ourselves, but to help them find their own voice. And so looking for your own voice, you have to know who you are in order to help someone find their own. Number three, I am making a difference. That's the thing that you should be saying to yourself. I am making a difference. Some people say, well, I'm not famous. I'm not really doing anything. I'm not really making a difference in my life. If you're living and you're engaging with people, if you're working on a job, if you're volunteering, if you're in a grocery store, if you're in a department store, if you're in a car, you are making a difference because you are in the life of the life of someone. You are in the life of people that you meet, your relatives, your children, your coworkers. Act as if what you do makes a difference because it does. It makes a difference how you portray yourself as a mother, as a wife, as a sister, as a coworker, as a customer even. That makes a difference in the lives of others. Is it true that we all live to serve? Yes, it is. I tell people all the time when they say, I cannot find my passion. I don't know what that is. I know I'm meant to be doing something, but I don't know what that is. The first thing I tell people to do is serve somewhere. It doesn't have to be, oh, I don't know where I want to serve. Find somewhere to serve. Start at your church. Start as a volunteer at a library or at a hospital or at a children's home. Find somewhere to serve. That by helping others, we fulfill our own destiny. And the answer is a simple yes. That by helping others, we do fulfill our own destiny. I always say, when people say, I don't know how to find it, start serving. And there's something miraculous that happens in your life that causes you to be fulfilled and to almost stumble into your purpose. When you make a positive impact in someone else's life, you also make a positive impact in your own life. Do something that's greater than you, something that helps someone else to be happy or to suffer less. if you can ease someone else's pain, it eases the pain on the inside of you. You are only one, but you are one. You are one. There's only one like you. You cannot do everything, but you can do something. Smile and enjoy the fact that you made a difference. One you're likely to remember forever. You are likely to remember that one difference, or that person is likely to remember that one difference that you made in their lives. I have people that come to me all the time, and they say, do you remember when you said this to me? And I don't remember, but they never, never forget, because impact, when you impact a person's life, they never forget that impact that you did that changed their lives. So the three things that can change your life is what you say to yourself. Am I following my heart and intuition? And if I don't know what that is, I need to serve to find out. Am I following my heart and intuition, number one? Number two, I need to be saying I am proud of myself because I am my best friend. Regardless of the opinions of others, at the end of the day, it's me that has to be proud of me. Number three, I am making a difference. Those are the things that you should be saying to yourself. I am making a difference. I'm making a difference because I choose to make a difference in the people that I meet, the places that I go, and to serve others. Those are the three things that will change your life. If you start there, I believe that you would transform into the greatest person that you've ever known. Thank you for listening in this morning. I hope this has blessed someone. I want to just continue to give you these tidbits of empowerment and transformation. Say to yourself, point to yourself, and say, transformation begins with me. Thank you. Have a blessed day. I love you, and I can't wait until we speak again. God bless you. Bye-bye now.